Daryl, that's 3 wins on the bounce and importantly some goals today. How are you feeling?
No, obviously pleased with the win. Great strike from Clarkey to get us off the mark. I thought we were very sluggish first half, to be honest. I had a go at them at half time, even though we scored 3 goals. I weren't particularly happy with the first half performance of how we were looking. Pitch was very long, very heavy, and it was like a lethargic sort of weird sort of game for me. And you know, score 3 goals, obviously really pleased with that. But yeah, I had a go at them at half time. But then I thought second half we've seen the game off very, very professionally. Defended when we had to. And it's a pleasing win for us.
We talked about your captain last weekend and that you've never seen him try that overhead kick in training. He's come up with another goal of the season contender.
To be honest, I really am. But the thing that pleases me the most is the defending in the last 10 minutes. You know, stopping crosses coming in the box. That's why I played him at right back today. I thought they'd have started with a boy, Lubala. So I played him there today just to nullify him. He's got 7-8 goals this season. Looked a threat, and I thought he defended superbly against him second half when he came on. And that pleases me more than the goal, to be honest. Yeah.
And for all the goals that Crawley have scored this season, free scoring and the likes of Lubala had 7 before today, the fact that you have shut them out and maybe a little bit of nerves towards the end of the last minute stoppage time?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, you're hanging on. Let's give Crawley a lot of credit. They keep asking us questions. They're putting more attack-minded players on the pitch. We're a little bit loose with possession of the ball, but lads are giving me everything. It's pleasing to get the away fans some goals. You know, and obviously we've got to score a lot more goals throughout the cuts, out the campaign. But we've got to make sure that we're tight at the back. I mean, the boy gets a deflection, the second goal, which you can't do a lot about. Ref had a lucky dip with a pen, hasn't he? You know, and disappointing to concede 2 goals. We're pleased that we got 3 the other end.
We've talked a lot about goal scoring and strikers. How important will that goal for Elijah?
Just want to win. Players, for me as a manager, win the next game. Win it 1-0, win it 3-0, whatever. Just win, and it'd be pleasing for Elijah to get a goal. That's why I don't say a lot about injuries, because everybody thought he was ruled out for the game, so that's why I don't give people heads up. And then he's come in, had a real good 60 minutes of it, and took his goal well. And Wes as well, I thought Wes was outstanding. We've been asking for him in training and working on a lot. Mark Stewart's been working on him a lot and coming inside and finishing those critical chances, then going out the outside to set up Elijah as well. So really pleased for Wes.
How important was it restoring that 2-goal cushion before half-time, though?
You never feel safe. You know, like I say, I had a real good go at my boys at half time. I weren't happy, but they responded very professionally. Second half, it wasn't a thriller. I didn't want it to be a thriller, to be honest with you. I just want to see the job off. You get 3 goals, you're expected to pick up 3 points, and we've done that today.
And you've got this momentum now. These 3 wins, it says please.
The next game, listen, momentum. You only build momentum by concentrating on the next game. That's all you do in football. As a manager, kicks in the balls all the way around the corner, so you don't get carried away. We reschedule. Got another game Tuesday night, which I want to win to keep us in the trophy. So we'll look forward to that now.
And that Coventry 0-0. You've got Southampton under 21s. How different is it coming up against an under 21 side then Tuesday, do you think?
Listen, we'll have to watch where we are with the bodies wise, but it's a game I want to win, that's for sure. We want to progress in the competition, and we'll give it our best shot Tuesday night. The different sort of games, but we'll be ready for it.
I think of the likes of Walcott and Bayer, Oxlade Chamberlain, times gone by. Southampton, they'll be, you know, a team not to mess with.
No, but I couldn't give a monkeys about Southampton's under 21 players, if I'm honest with you. You know, I just care about how we do and how we react. They'll be fully professional, Southampton, as you'd expect. Ran Forest Green very close the first game, so very much possession based teams, the 23, 21, under 21. So we'll look forward to it. I'm looking forward to the game.
264 Walsall fans making the journey today, and a word on them.
No, outstanding again. Really getting behind the team, getting behind the lads, and it's just pleasing. We've got a few more goals, so we can lose that little bit of a tag we've got at the minute that we're not scoring enough goals. We want to be consistent with that and keep going. But the main thing is to keep winning football matches.
Thank you, Dylan. You talked about the defending last 10 minutes. I think the game management was probably what was most impressive.
And that's that experienced players, isn't it, on the pitch, and having that and seeing games through. You know, you've got to win all sorts of games different ways at this level. Can't always be pretty on the eye, pretty to watch at times. You've got to do that game management ruthlessness about it to try and see the points. And we've had to defend well, because Crawley are a very good attack-minded team. They've already beat a couple of championship teams in the cup. We know they're a team that I thought one of the better teams we played this season, so to come in and get 3 points, we're really pleased with.
And then you see, as you say, veterans of the game come in like Matt Sadler, and they just slot straight in, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And then, like, it's a squad game, isn't it? You know, Leeds has been exceptional for me, but I made a decision to go with Clarkey at right back today to nullify their strengths a little bit. As it happens, they let him play, did he? So, but still defended well, and when he's come on, Clarkey defended well against him. But then Leeds comes on, seals it up for Guthrie, who's getting a bit tight muscles, and seals it in the midfield. So fully professional by the whole group.
And you've got, you say, Clark playing in right back, Little came on into the midfield, Kinsella again came on the left wing. Any player you play, they seem to be able to play anywhere.
Yeah, but listen, it's not square holes and round pegs. Clark, he played a full season for me at right back, or a couple of seasons at me at right back for Bristol Rovers, you know. He is a centre half, but he played right back. Kinsella's played in wide areas, and Little was a centre midfielder by trade most of his career. So we ain't got a big squad, we can't afford a big squad. So we have a good nucleus of a squad that can fill in different positions for different games. And I think that's what I tried to build in the summer, so that we can change one or two things about when we need to.